Hey everybody, welcome to My Meal Moments, where we talk about all things food and the memories and the experiences that they bring to our lives. Today, I am joined by my good friend, Justin, and he's going to be sharing his favorite meal moment. The cool thing about his meal moment, it's actually going to be not about consuming.
There's plenty of that.
Well, of course there's consuming. It's going to be centered around preparing, which I think is pretty awesome. So anyway, before we jump into that, Justin, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and your relationship to food?
Well, if you saw me, you could tell that I love food a little too much.
Me too.
I've always, you know, enjoyed it. Growing up, it was never a focus. It was more just the sustenance and stuff. I hated stuff.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know, until just growing up more and more and more that I realized, you know, food is awesome. Then a little too much, and then a little too much. McDonald's is awesome.
True.
Yeah, all that stuff. It's finding that healthy balance, still looking for it, of, you know, the nutrition of what it's supposed to be instead of just the taste good. And now it's even to the point for me, I don't even taste it.
I just eat it too much.
It's finding that, getting back to that right way of balancing nutrition, good food, and it doesn't have to be bland, nothing, you know, boiled chicken breast or anything. Like
yeah, exactly, because everybody loves a boiled chicken breast.
Well, I'm white. We created that stuff, man.
That's awesome.
But my background in food is, you know, actually my profession. I'm on hiatus for it right now because I don't want to work for anyone else except for myself.
Yeah.
And that's one of the great things about this day and age is running a food truck.
Yeah.
Running a trailer.
Yeah.
Running a small little griddle at Ybor Market or something like that. You know, it's definitely something you can step into. But you know, my first cooking job wasn't even supposed to be a cook.
Oh, really?
I was called a general.
Oh.
A general go boy.
Got it.
You know, I bar backed, I prepped food. I hated prep food back then.
Yeah.
Prepping, that was the worst. But it slowly, gradually turned into I was behind the line, and at some point I was running it, and I had no idea what I was doing.
Got it.
It literally threw me to the wolves.
Wow, okay.
And I guess I became leader of the pack.
Yeah.
Not really, no.
I mean, you picked up some skills, eh?
Oh, I had a team. You know, the team showed me what I was doing. You know, they didn't leave me alone, thank God.
Yeah.
You know, but they...
Talk about trial by fire if that was the case, right?
People would die to salmonella and all that stuff. I remember my first complaint, and I think I handled it pretty well.
Yeah.
I used to cook pork butts. I was in charge of it, but I didn't know how to like reheat properly.
Got it.
And I was talking with my first cook. Excuse me. And he, you know, we're just wrapping outside in the back, and this guy comes up to me. He's like, "You the cook here?" And I'm like, "Technically." And he's like, "Your pork sucks."
Ooh.
And my cook is right there. And,
yeah.
You know, he's like, "Okay, I'm sorry, I'll tell the manager."
Yeah.
No, I didn't go off on the guy or anything like that. I'm sorry that you feel that way.
Yeah.
And then my cook told me, "Look, next time, here's a trick. Instead of water, use pineapple juice. It gives better flavor to the pork, keeps it hydrated and moist and all that stuff. Good stuff."
Look at that. Listen, guys, we're dropping little nuggets of wisdom, nuggets of knowledge here.
I guess I should, you know, stop. The day that I realized I wanted to do this for the rest of my life was, because that job, it was just a job.
Yeah.
It was great. It gave me the introduction, but at the same time, I didn't care.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do it. The prep work still sucked. The hours sucked. But it wasn't until I moved to Florida, and one of my first jobs after I got married was this terrible, terrible gas station deli, which sounds like an oxymoron. Why would you put a deli in a gas station? But there are some good ones out there, I will say that much.
Yeah.
But this one was terrible.
Got it.
But I was prepping, and I actually started to enjoy prepping.
Nice.
And I remember I was cutting a green pepper.
Wow.
A green pepper. And it's just like, I could do this for the rest of my life.
That's amazing.
I was in the zone. I was, you know, it was that meditative state, the repetitive motion. My mind was clear for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, and I was just enjoying my moment.
Wow.
And it just really helped. It just threw it in there like, You know, I could. I could start a food truck. I could get into a kitchen. And from there, you know, I did. I bounced around from the gas station deli to a pizza place.
Yeah.
You know, I almost went to culinary school, but I had a friend, and I understand her now. I used to call her Chef.
Yeah.
She hated it. So, oh, I'm not really? A chef. I'm not a chef. But she was literally running. She was a sous chef, so close enough.
Yeah.
In a high-end restaurant in the Hard Rock.
Yeah.
In Tampa. And she still would not take the moniker.
Interesting.
And then she stepped away.
Yeah.
Saying, I just can't do that life anymore.
Hmm.
You know, she went to go sell insurance or something. Like, I haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah.
But I understand. I hate it when people call me chef now.
Yeah.
No, I'm a cook. There's a difference.
There's a difference.
Yeah. A chef is taking you on an experience.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to give you good food.
Interesting.
That's it.
So talk to me about that. What does it mean to give someone good food?
I love to compliment people on their food.
Yeah.
I'll tell you if it sucks. I'll tell you if it's delicious.
Yeah.
That's what I look for.
You nice. Know,
the first time Dez takes a bite. I don't take a bite until after Dez.
Yeah.
I wait for it.
Yeah. For color, and, by the way, Dez is his wife.
Yes. It's my little gratification. My little looking for validation.
Yeah.
But it's also, what can I change? What can I do better?
Yeah.
If she says, oh, this is bland, I'm like, all right. There's two different, this is another little thing. Two different types of cook.
Okay.
One, when you think you've added enough seasoning, add a little more.
Yeah.
Or two, this is the one I don't like, so I always forget it. Don't add too much. You can always add more, but you can't take it out.
Got it.
And I've noticed there's two different types of cook.
Yeah.
Depends on who you are.
Yeah.
But for me, it's always, once you think you just added enough,
because yeah.
there's nothing worse than a bland steak.
Well, yeah, of course.
A terrible burger.
Yeah.
You know, an unseasoned fish, anything like that.
Of course.
I'd rather it be a little too salty, and then you bounce it out with pepper or a little bit of acid or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Acidity, not the LSD, but whatever.
Yeah, so no, I get it. I get exactly what you're talking
about. Yeah, no.
So it's interesting. So in that moment, you're cutting up this green pepper. And you just have this like big revelatory, hey, I could do this. Mm-hmm. You know, earlier in the show, you said that you're taking a hiatus.
Yeah.
What's the dream?
The dream is the American dream. It's the progression of what it could be. You know, I've often thought of... they're just burgers, but they're good burgers,
hey.
I guess, you know.
Hey, listen, the burger is a good burger. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Welcome to Good Burger.
That's right.
So start, you know, slinging there and slowly build yourself up. Be self-made instead of, you know, hitting lotto and buying all the responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, either way, it's just, you know, start that way, get into a trailer, get into a food truck, from a food truck. Multiple food trucks, from multiple food trucks to a brick and mortar, from
yeah.
a brick and mortar to, you know, chain.
Yeah.
You know, I'm from Virginia. That's where Five Guys started, speaking of burgers.
Yeah, there you go.
And they're everywhere.
That's right.
And if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Shout out to Brandon Burger. You suck. Why'd you change from Five Guys?
Yeah.
I understand the dream of it all, but you had a formula.
Yeah.
And you wanted to do it yourself. So find something you're good at.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't just try and do what the next person's doing and try and do it better. Find something you're good at.
That's true.
You know, for me, it's just, I don't want to serve you a bougie meal.
Yeah.
I want to make you full.
Yeah.
I want, you know, my go-to right now is burgers, as said, but also my wife being Puerto Rican, I can't say the word.
What is it?
Because for me, it's Pernell.
Ah,
but
Benil.
For you, got, yeah, Benin.
Yes,
I don't know.
Yes, Benin. Yes.
But I've perfected that myself.
Yeah.
You know, I've had her mom's. It's delicious. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I make it better.
There we go.
Because it's supposed to have that crispy skin.
There we go. Just for clarity, pernil is definitely traditionally Puerto Rican, but ultimately it's a pork dish. You want to go ahead and kind of, why don't you go into it? Just how is it kind of prepared?
I don't know the difference between pork butt, Boston butt, pork shoulder. Yeah. You know, from a southern barbecue to this. For me, it's just, you know, the skin stays on. The way I prepare it is I score the skin low and slow.
Yeah.
And I rotate it.
There we go.
And then once, you know, if you do it right, you temp it. But if you're, you know, doing it for long enough, you don't need to. You know when it's done, it's good.
Yeah.
You crank the heat up and crisp that skin and char it. And, you know, that's just, I don't know where, all right, this is another thing I wanted to talk to you about with food.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know where it came from. Explain. I call it Holy Spirit cooking.
Okay, go ahead. Holy Ghost cooking. Talk to me about that. Let's go.
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't have.
Just feel it.
Yeah. It's, all right. I tried this, I took fried rice to Champion City one time on a Friday when we were doing the setup and everything.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
I've seen it made. So I did it.
Yeah.
But I didn't have measurements. I didn't have this and that. I just said, all right, I figure out this is what you should do. And I just let the spirit guide me literally on how to do it.
Yeah.
I just ran it.
Yeah. Well, you know, the funny thing is, as I was just going to say, I'm sure grandmas everywhere are just like super happy that you're talking about this. Because I got to tell you, that's how my mom does things. That's how, I mean, my wife, that's how she does things. And they, I mean, they got some tasty things just come out of that kitchen.
But I like, for me, I'm not used to that. I am used to following directions and measuring and all that stuff. It takes a lot for me now. I know it's weird that I said, you know, once you think you added a little more or added enough, add a little more.
Yeah.
You know, baking and cooking are two different sciences. Cooking is more forgiving. Baking is a science.
Yeah.
So when it comes to like preparing the pernil, I just eyeball the saison, the adobo, oil, vinegar. I make a rub, a wet rub instead of a dry rub.
That sounds good.
One of these days, man. One of these days. Man. But you know, it. Sometimes I am a perfectionist. I try and do the right way.
Yeah.
And some days I just go, I'm gonna make it my way.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I'm doing, so I'm letting, I call it, you know, it's a joke to me, but at the same time, I know I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I feel something, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
So
I guess the last thing that I would want to ask you, or I guess it's a statement, and then I'll let you kind of give some commentary on it.
All right.
So would you say that, I'm calling it the green pepper moment, just because, you know, would you say then the green pepper moment is something that you realized in the moment, but it's something that you're going to be able to realize in the future? So it's something that you're like, hey, this is something I can do for the rest of my life. And now you're just waiting until that becomes actualized. You're setting everything up in order to kind of get to that point where you kind of step into what you realized on that day. Is that kind of... Give me your thoughts on it. I don't want to put it into a too tight of a nutshell or anything like that.
No. I mean, it kind of seems like an oxymoron. I could do this for the rest of my life, and I'm not cooking right now.
Yeah.
But it's because the last cooking job I had, I realized how out of control, and not to sound arrogant or anything, but how much better I could run a place.
Yeah.
Because the owners were, you know, they built the place.
Yeah.
But they didn't care.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to lose that care.
Yeah.
And that care is the green pepper moment to where I'm paying attention to everything I do.
Yeah.
And yes, I'm making recipes because I want it to be able, like, the flavor to transfer to the next person who cooks it. I can't cook every single dish.
Yeah, exactly.
I would like to be able to transfer that over to someone and hopefully they can either put their own spin on it.
Yeah.
And you make it a little better, or I like it when he does it, whatever. You know, make it a bit of a competition or whatever.
Got it.
But I don't want it to be just another job, because that's what that was.
Yeah.
That turned into, you know, it was decent.
Yeah.
I made a good friend out of it. You know, he's going to help me when I get my food truck.
Yeah.
You know, he said, I'm all in when you get it, when you do it.
Yeah.
But
it just wasn't the trajectory for you. He left
on the spot. I put in my 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, because I was just like, I can't do this anymore.
Got it.
And it turned into, I'm not going to cook, well, professionally, because I would love to have a barbecue, would love to,
oh yeah,
you know, when I'm not too terribly tired coming home from work. You know, I made a good meal a few days ago and I was impressed by myself again. You know, I think
patting yourself on the back there, huh?
No, it reminded me just straight up. It was just like, this is why I do it, you know. And there's a lot of times where it can just be, all right, let me just throw this meal together. But you know, when I can actually take my time and do just what feels right in the moment for cooking,
yeah.
Like it was pork chops, rice, and beans.
Yeah.
But those were the most seared, most crusted,
yeah,
best pork chops I've had in a long time. And I was just like, all right, a little bit of technique came out in that, and I made them, you know, not proper, but they were awesome.
Yeah.
You know.
So I guess as a wrap up, if you had just kind of, well, we'll say the next 15 seconds or so, to kind of just share with the audience, you know, just how important you know, moments such as these are, and how to kind of, I guess, how to make a decision in order for you to kind of go after the thing that you've been kind of called to, kind of, what kind of advice would that be for you, or would you, you know, that would you want to express to the audience?
Open your eyes. You know, I mean, being able to hear that little voice in the back of your head saying, this is good. You know, this is fun. This isn't just a job. This is comfortable.
Yeah.
This is whatever. You know, fill in the blank.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be with cooking food. It doesn't have to be with whatever. But also, do what makes you happy.
Yeah.
Don't go into a job for the money unless that's how you're motivated. I'm not money motivated.
Yeah.
I want to make people happy. That makes me happy.
Yeah.
I want to cook good food. That makes me happy. So I don't, you know, the job I'm at now is great. It makes me happy. It's a weird job, but it makes me happy. And until I can be at this job until I am absolutely 100% ready to open my own gig.
Awesome.
And that's what makes me happy. Do what makes you happy. Don't do it for anyone else.
Amen. All right, man. Well, that is all the time we have for today. I want to thank Justin.
This was awesome. Thank you.
For sharing his... It's so funny. It was a meal moment, but it's not the typical meal moment, so I appreciate that. It's always good. And food for thought. Listeners, don't forget to tune in next week, because we will have another episode of My Meal Moments, and we may actually have someone who was name-dropped today. Justin's wife, Desi, might be joining us for next week, so stay tuned for that one. Justin, do you have anything else to say?
Have fun out there.
All right. See you all in the next one.